in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 5. This is letter number 1369, dated Baruch Hashem on the 26th day in Tafshin Beis, Brooklyn, New York. Shalom uvracha. So the Rebbe says, you know, I'm sure I don't have to point out to you that somebody at your level, that in order to receive the heavenly blessings, you must create wide vessels below, basically to receive all those blessings. And each one who is able to study Torah, who is shayach to Torah, so what becomes your vessels, the wide vessels? That is the Torah, because Torah is, as the verse says, it's arucha miniyam, miniyaretz, ruchava miniyam. It's longer than the earth and it's wider than the ocean. But he says, provided that based on the saying of our sages in the Talmud, Shabbos Lamad Aleph, Sefer Lamad Aleph, that you must mix in to the Torah, you must mix in that kav of chumtin. That's, you know, the olden days, they would, with a preservative. So the person brought up to the all the grain, and then the owner asked, did you add that measure of chumtin, the preservative, so that it doesn't all rot and get spoiled? He said, no. He says, so then why, I mean, then it's not going to last. So the Gemara uses that as the Torah needs to be with fear of heaven. You have to mix in into the learning of Torah also Yirat Shamayim. And therefore, that is a necessity in order to, sustain the Torah that you learn. And he says, as the Gemara also says in Yoima, that you must put an effort in that it should become a zocho, which means a merit, so it becomes a drug that provides life. You know, the Torah is a drug, but if you misuse the Torah, then it can become a bad drug for you. But it's a sam. But you merit to make a sam chayim. So how do we accomplish that today? Not enough just to learn Torah. He says, how do we accomplish learning Torah is the vessel, but we got to mix in that the kav chum to Yerushalayim, make sure that it's a sam chayim. So that happens through the study of Chassidus, which is the inner part of Torah, and being careful as far as the davening goes, saying the tilim, etc. And as our sages tell us in the Gemara in Erevin Samachem with Aleph, that the learning requires clarity, which means a clear mind, which you get through, I guess, the service of davening and learning of Chassidus. And Rebbe says it's to extend even longer, it's extra. I bless you to give good news very soon. I'm not sure who the Rebbe wrote it to or whatever, but it seems like that this person was somewhat of a learned person. As the Rebbe says, he's connected to Torah. The Rebbe also quotes various different, the short levels, various different Gemaras, and the Rebbe is basically encouraging him that learning Torah alone is not enough, but it has to be with fear of heaven, it has to be with Chassidus, it has to be with davening, it has to be a proper learning, and that creates and brings about the blessings of Hashem and makes that vehicle so that you are able to get all the blessings that Hashem gives you.